Hello, dear friends. This is Keith Kaiser once again, coming to you from Manna in the Morning with the study in God's Holy Word. We're looking at the Upper Room Ministry of Christ, and today our reading begins in John chapter 15, verse 12. This is my commandment, that ye love one another, as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. This again speaks of the great privilege we have of serving the Lord Jesus Christ. He tells us to love one another, and the standard is set very high. Not just love one another sometimes, or love one another when we feel like it, or love one another when the other person is behaving in a lovely fashion. No, says the Lord Jesus, love one another as I have loved you. The Lord Jesus loved us even when we were unlovely. The Lord Jesus is the great example of one who loved his enemies. We are to love one another completely as the Lord Jesus loved us. He says, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Now certainly that is the standard of love that the Lord Jesus calls us to. Love to him is not merely an emotional response or some kind of a warm, fuzzy feeling. Love involves sacrifice. It is a giving love. It is gracious. It goes out toward those who are undeserving, and it gives, as the hymn writer says, it gives and gives and gives again. And so the love of Christ is the standard. He says, greater love hath no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. Certainly the Lord Jesus was one who knew about laying down his life. Every day with the disciples, every day with the people he mingled with on earth, he was laying his life down for their sakes. Not living for himself, not living selfishly, but serving. He said, am I not your Lord and Master, and yet I'm among you as one that serves. So the Lord Jesus knew about laying down his life. Of course, that very night, the events were set in motion where the Lord Jesus was going to lay down his physical life as well, where he was going to die on the cross of Calvary, to die for us. To die for those who put their faith and trust in him and are saved. To die for the world, even though many spurn and reject his offer of salvation. Oh, the Lord Jesus did a great work at Calvary. Imagine it. The book of Romans chapter 5 tells us that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. That is indeed a demonstration of the unparalleled love of God. What greater love can be than that? If a man's love for his friends and laying down his life for them is the standard of supreme love, what does it mean when one lays down his life for his enemies? No, the Lord Jesus laid down his life when we were uncaring. As another hymn puts it, years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, knowing not it was for me he died on Calvary. The Lord Jesus died for the ignorant, died for the untoward, died for the perverse, died for the evil, died for his enemies, died for those who spat upon him and beat him. The Lord Jesus went to the cross to bear the sins of humanity, to take away our punishment and guilt and penalty if we come to him in repentance and faith and come under the good of the work that he did there at the cross of Calvary. What love the Lord Jesus has. He now turns to his disciples and says, I call you no more servants but friends, for a servant does not know what his Lord doeth. But I'm telling you all things that I'm doing. Oh, the intimacy that he brings us into as his friends. He tells us his sacred secrets. He enlightens us as to mysteries, things that weren't previously revealed, yet are now made known through the Lord Jesus Christ to his church. What a great privilege it is to be an intimate of the Lord Jesus, to learn his secrets, and to serve him. He's ordained that we should bear fruit for him, and that our fruit for him should remain.